Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlene Freeman, the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum in Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, since we talked to you last time, you had your silent auction, which was very successful. And go ahead and tell me about that a little bit.
Well, it was. It was very successful, and so many people work with that to make it a success. Our board, led by our president, Donna Tavener. But I would just like to thank everyone who baked a cake, a pie, donated an item, purchased a raffle ticket, and then those who attended. There are so many that work to make this event a success, and we thank each and every one.
Mm-hmm. And now, of course, you're looking ahead to the move to the new building that's on Highway 11 on the east side of Commerce, and you're getting organized for that and making plans for it. And you told me you're working with a company that's going to help you with your exhibits and refurbishing your exhibits, maybe creating some new ones?
Well, it depends on how far our money goes. We have a lot of big plans and a lot of big dreams. It only takes money. And so the money we raise from the silent auction all goes to new exhibits and what we can do with our old exhibits as we make this move.
When we talked before, you pointed out that you all are going to have a lot of area outdoors around the new building. Mm-hmm. And is that something you're talking about with these folks?
Right now, we're only dealing with the inside and trying to get that started, and then we'll start with the outside. But regardless of what we do, our move to the building is just our first step. And once we get there, I think we will immediately start making plans to expand to other parts of this building. Initially, we are only planning to use a certain section of it. It's divided into three sections. Mm-hmm. And so the largest and the one at the front is the one we will try to move into and make it as good as we can make it. But I think immediately we're going to start having plans for the second part. Mm-hmm. So this is just phase one. We have a lot of plans, a lot of things we want to do, and hope all of that will come to be.
This is the building that was most recently location of Polera Industries. And then they moved to on the other side of Greenville
They built a
I-30.
Brand new, very expensive building.
Yeah, and you're still targeting the fall. Still,
we are. We need to make that our time to move. Our spring is so busy that we hope we can make this happen in the fall.
We're talking with Charlene Freeman, and Charlene is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum in Commerce. Now, let's look ahead to the summer. You have some events taking place and by the way, you said it's been exceptionally busy for you just in the last few weeks.
Well, really, since March, we have had 1,000 visitors a week at the Children's Museum. And, of course, this is our field trip time. For example, our group today was from Hugo, Oklahoma.
Wow.
And so today we've probably had 250 visitors there. So every day right now is just visitors to the max. And that will last, I think I counted, we have 7 more days of field trips. So we are counting that down. But it certainly appreciate all the schools who have come and enjoy working with them.
And how many per year do you...
Well, the last couple of years, we've had about 30,000. I think we could do 35,000 this year, visitors, but it just depends on how long we have to close when we move.
All right. Now, I promise to get into some things that you're going to be doing this summer. So the first thing on the calendar is June 7th, a summer adventure kickoff. Tell me about that.
Well, we'll have a bounce house, one that we have there at the museum. We also will be doing face painting. We have something coming up June 28th called Space Jam. This is going to be a really fun activity. And let me say that any of these can be found on our webpage if any parents are listening and want to see what we will be doing. But we try to have something going on every single day. For a while, we tried to do camps for several days, but so many of our visitors drive in for a day at a time. Mm-hmm. So we are really looking at daily activities. But on Tuesdays, we have science activities. This is when we'll bring out our robots. We have some science experiments. We're doing another wacky Wednesday moves on Wednesdays, crazy creatures on Thursdays, and adventure Fridays on Fridays. So we have a calendar are full of fun events, and we're looking forward to making all these things happen.
I'm glad to see you're planning a 4th of July parade. It'll actually be on July 3rd, but nevertheless.
You know, I've wanted to do this for several years, and I have some people at the museum right now that are willing to help us do this, because I think it'll be so fun for the children to come with their decorated tricycles, whatever they have, and we'll just have a July 3rd parade at the Children's Museum.
It'll be there on the property of the Children's Museum.
Yes.
Another thing that's interesting for people in commerce is an event you have scheduled July 18th, Warren Dunham Day. And what a great fella he was, and contributor to the community. He passed away a while back.
He did, and his wife is on our staff, and I think Bob Stachowiak and Paul Dunham, his son, are going to come that day. We're working on special activities for that day, and just honor him. He was such a part of the Boy Scouts here in Commerce. So we hope we can have some activities for Boy Scouts and also the girls on that day.
So it's a birdhouse workshop that you're having, so I guess they'll be building birdhouses.
Well, I think Bob may have some other ideas,
I'll bet he will.
So you notice this says details may be changed.
Right, absolutely. All right. Charlene, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thank you.
Charlene Freeman is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.